Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, on this, chilly Tuesday afternoon here in Chicago. In today's podcast, we have the honor and privilege of interviewing Mrs. Kim Harshberger. She's the owner of TechSafe Systems, a leading cybersecurity firm based out of North Carolina. And in this podcast, we're going to be talking about something that's near and dear to just about every cybersecurity company out there, which is what is cyber risk and how do you actually assess it? Kim, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Ravi. Happy to be here.
Yeah. Well, can you just do a little bit about your background, like where you started from, your career, and how you ended up at TechSafe Systems, how you ended up at in cybersecurity?
Sure. So I actually started my career in 92 as a registered nurse. And after, not even going to do the math, but in 2006, got offered an opportunity to move into nursing informatics. So until then, was not very computer literate, not very technical at that point, but I seemed to have an ability to pick it up. Went into nursing informatics, installing things around at the hospital, and then I went to the vendor side doing that, and I've pretty much been hooked on nursing informatics since then. My husband is also an IT person. Cybersecurity is very near and dear to his heart, and so we started working on these things together, and that's how I ended up doing this and starting TechSafe Systems, so that we could protect small businesses like ours.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit more about your company, like what you guys do specifically? I know you do, of course, you know, risk and you do compliance stuff as well, too, but can you kind of give some more detail to our audience?
Sure. So as you mentioned, we do compliance things. So anybody who has to adhere to government regulations such as CMMC for defense contractors, GDPR for anybody who does anything overseas, HIPAA for all healthcare, things like that. We also just do basic cybersecurity. We do focus on security. We do not do desktop support, those type of areas, because we want to put our whole focus on trying to keep up with the threats and the mitigation factors that are out there. So we do that. We do everything from a risk assessment, which we're going to, of course, discuss today, up to implementing all of the necessary tools and software, hardware, et cetera, to provide the best security possible for businesses. And we do that at a cost-effective
Excellent. Well, let's start doing a deep dive into our topic for today. What exactly is a risk assessment? I mean, there's so many ways you could define it, but maybe if you could define what really risk is and then kind of talk about what is a risk assessment.
Okay. Well, let's start with that. So risk, as we look at it, is a risk is anything that can happen on your network that you did not initiate or allow. And this can be any of a thousand things. So, of course, the first things that come to mind are ransomware, a security breach where somebody's actually into your system, a dynamic denial of service attack is a breach where you can't access your files, all kinds of risk, something even as a malicious and terminated employee being able to get back into your system and erase or delete files, things like that. So what we want to do is we want to protect you from as many risks as possible. And the way to identify those risks starts out with the risk assessment. And that's really the foundation for your information security structure. What it does is it allows us to identify the vulnerabilities and the areas of mitigation. But also it's a tool that's used by government regulators. It's also used in the purchase and acquisitions, divestments of businesses to provide a state of your cybersecurity health. So, you know, there are different levels of risk, of course, from low to high to critical, and we're going to turn around and in the risk assessment, we're going to take a deep dive into your system. We're going to look at your everything from your policies and procedures to your day-to-day activities, whether or not your employees operate on a bring-your-own-device policy, are your policies enforced, what are your rules-based things, so many things that we'll get into probably a little more detail. So a risk assessment, we're just looking for anywhere that anybody with ill intent could potentially get into your system and cause trouble, or where even unintentionally. And, you know, employees are human, so things happen. So even if it's an unintentional act on their part, making sure that nothing that's ignored or done by an employee can be harmful to you.
Okay. Now, just another question here. I know that there are a lot of frameworks or methodologies that are already existing to do a risk assessment. Do you use your own methodology, or do you use a prescribed one already, like from NIST, to do what you do for your clients?
We typically use the NIST format as our standard.
Okay.
Because we do work across multiple industries, we may have to augment that sometimes with a few other standards, but that's all very industry-specific. NIST we find to be the best one to make sure that everyone's in compliance.
Okay. Now, a question I get commonly asked is, when should I have a risk assessment? Can it be done any time during the life cycle of a business, or should it be done before they're being faced by an audit, or should it be done before they want to, like, implement new controls or being perhaps moved to cloud? In your opinion, when is the best time to do this?
Okay. Well, from a nursing background, I'm into preventative medicine. So in my opinion, risk assessments should be done as soon as possible when you're realizing that you've got any type of connection to your internet. Obviously, we're not going to get every business that starts up before they start. However, if you have never had a risk assessment, the time to do one is going to be now. Threats grow every day, and therefore the longer we wait to do a risk assessment and come up with a plan, the more at risk you are. Now, that being said, if you've been in business for 30 years and you've never had a risk assessment, you still need one. So just because you may have been around a long time doesn't necessarily mean that you're immune to the threats, or that just because things have worked in the past that they're still working. We need to make sure that equipment is up to date. We need to make sure that you've got proper patches applied. We need to make sure that you're implementing firewalls and guest networks so that your employees and visitors are on two different networks, keeping things from getting cross-contaminated and reducing risk. So the time is, if you've got any question about your cybersecurity stance, that's the time to inquire about a risk assessment.
Okay, excellent. Now, do you find that people are kind of hesitant about doing risk assessments if they've not been hit? From my experience in cyber, I've kind of discovered that, you know, people really don't care about anything until they've been actually impacted. Then they go, oh boy, I better do something. Of course, then it's too late. What's the feedback you get from your clients and other people that you talk to in this regard?
We run into exactly that, and you know, of course, people don't want to pay for something if they don't see that they need it. They don't want to undergo the trouble and the extra effort to give us the things that we need to do the risk assessment, or they may just be scared that if somebody goes diving in, that they're going to find out that they're not protected and they're going to be overwhelmed. So the way we approach that with people, and we're not pushy, and we don't try to force anybody into something they're uncomfortable with. But I take your business as your home. So you have your home family, and you have your work family. And at home, you probably lock all your doors and windows. Maybe have a security system, a dog, something like that to help protect you. At your business, cybersecurity is as important as your physical security. And so we don't want to wait until you've had a break-in, because it's going to be more expensive, much harder to recover, and it's going to cause you a lot of downtime and potential risk of lost revenue if you're not able to do your jobs because of that. So we take the approach that this is like a home security system. It is better to have the risk assessment and never have a breach than it is to have a breach and never have a risk assessment.
Okay, excellent. Now, when you do a risk assessment for a client, what can they expect to learn from this process? Are you doing like vulnerability scans, penetration testing, threat hunting, threat modeling? And do you provide like a report to your client? Okay, here's what we found and here's how we recommend to remediate it. Can you kind of walk us through the whole process of how you do a risk assessment and what your client should expect at the end of that risk assessment?
Absolutely. So what we do during the risk assessment is we do all of the things you mentioned. We do vulnerability testing. We do penetration testing. We will do some phishing exercises with employees to see what those scores are. We're going to review policies and procedures. We're going to look at your antivirus and anti-malware systems and make sure all the proper updates and patches are applied. We're going to be looking for your perimeter security, both internet and physical. We're going to be looking at your endpoint security. What security do you have on each device that is being used? So every desktop, every server, every phone that's provided. Backup disaster recovery plans. We're going to assess your employees' knowledge about cybersecurity roles. We're going to be looking at, again, I think I mentioned earlier, bring your own device and the risks and issues associated with that. So we do a full deep dive. We do a printed out report that we'll go over with the business owner and interested parties. At the end, where we'll outline to a roadmap of what we have found, what the risk level is, and then a roadmap for mitigation. So, of course, starting with the most critical items and working down. And then the customers have our clients have an option to sign off on this and say, yes, we agree, and we want to start to implement these measures immediately. No, we disagree and we're going to opt not to do anything despite the risk assessment. Or there's going to be, let's make a plan for a staged approach to start doing, you know, X number of items per quarter. So we're going to work with them. They may decide to have their own IT department implement the changes. That's completely up to them. We're able to help with that and make recommendations. So there's a lot of consulting that goes along with the risk assessment, offering best-in-class tools, things. Even if their IT department is going to implement them, they may need help finding the appropriate tools and vendors. So you really should expect to know on the risk assessment exactly what your vulnerabilities are and exactly what you can expect to have to shore up to protect yourself into the future.
Okay. Now, do you actually implement these fees? For example, after you do the risk assessment and found where their weaknesses are at, do you actually put these controls into place yourself, or do you refer them to like an MSP to do that for them?
Anything that is specific to cybersecurity, if they would like us to, we handle that ourselves. There are a few instances where someone chooses another method of getting those implemented, and again, that's perfectly fine. We want them to be secure. It's not all about us necessarily doing the implementation. But if they need firewalls, backup disaster recovery plans, policies and procedures, any of the training available, anything like that, we are able and willing to implement that for them. And we can do that, again, in collaboration with their team and roll it out in a way that doesn't negatively impact their business but gets them secure as quickly as possible.
Do you have any customer success stories you'd like to share with us? Or any case studies, without mentioning, of course, any client names that you'd like to mention to the audience?
Well, we've done work with, again, a large variety of industries and clients. So what we've been able to do is one particular client in an industry that we knew nothing about, really a mailing type of industry. So it deals with transfer of data, things like that. So we worked very closely with their development team and shoring up their server security. We're currently working with them on a migration to cloud to go to AWS to eliminate problems with the server spaces and support. And thus far, everything that we have been able to do and implement, we've changed their internal security, we've changed their firewalls, we've put up additional networks for them, allowing for guest networks, other things like that. And this company seems to be sailing through their vendor assessments. So for those who don't know, what's required now a lot is that if you're going to be working with a company or a vendor, is that they will want to see a risk assessment. They may want to see, want you to fill out an evaluation form of how you handle these things. And since we've been taking that on for this particular client, we are able to address very quickly the any questions and concerns on their vendor assessments. They've been able to just hand those off to us. We fly through them. They're returned and come back with very little pushback, whereas before this was taking them months to get done just because they'd have to dig into things. So having a cyber team has really allowed them to focus on their core business and allow the developers to make their plans a little more easily while we take care of shoring up the foundation of cybersecurity.
Excellent. Now, talking about customers, is there a certain vertical or industry or client base that you focus on? I mean, do you typically focus on the SMBs or the Fortune 500 or even the government for that matter, or kind of a mix of everybody?
No, we really we have a mix. So we have one person shops as clients, and then we have million-dollar businesses as clients. But our main focus is the smaller to medium-sized businesses. And the reason for that is going to be that, you know, the major corporations, they have the money to put into this thing. They can get a crack security team that works on-site for them. Your small businesses really don't have that type of outsourcing money. And they don't need every bell and whistle that the big corporations with thousands of employees will need. So we like to focus on small businesses because we can customize a solution for them, will fit their budget, their regulatory and operating requirements, as well as keep them protected from the unexpected, because most small business owners don't see themselves as targets. And sadly, about 43% of small businesses are targeted in cyber attacks. So we want to help those who have the least amount of staff and money to protect themselves, and we want to give them the same level of protection that the big corporations can give.
Okay. Well, this alludes me to the next question, is why should, like an SMB, hire an outside firm to assess their company's vulnerability and their IT network infrastructures? Couldn't they just do this in-house, or why should they hire someone and spend that extra money when that could be spent for something else, perhaps? That's how they would probably look at it.
Oh, yes, and we've had that question numerous times, and it's an excellent question, again, for not spending money that you don't have, but there's a few things to consider. First of all, we focus solely on cybersecurity. As I said, we don't do desktop support, so we're not taking our time to replace monitors or update keyboards or software. We focus our time on learning and staying ahead of the threats that are out there. We focus on the latest technologies for mitigation. And quite honestly, you know, if your IT team is doing this, your IT team sees your system every day. There may be things they're so used to seeing that it doesn't capture their attention. You know, when you read the same document six times, you start to gloss over some things. It's the same thing in IT work. So we come in with fresh eyes. We do not have any expectation what has or has not been done. We can provide a focused and objective report that just looks strictly at the facts. So this is not punitive towards anyone, and this is simply a state of affairs of your current information security. And I think a lot of times if it's done internally, you run a little risk of people not wanting to report for fear of retribution. Our goal is not to cause problems for employees. Our goal is to simply say, hey, here's some better steps and here's some easier ways to protect yourself and do what you need to do. And as we discussed before, you know, we know how to provide you that roadmap. We know how to run your backup and disaster recovery drills. We know how to tell you and prioritize which areas of concern need to be addressed first. And if you do not have a trained security expert on your team, you may be missing some vital pieces simply due to lack of knowledge. We do not believe any employee goes in meaning to do ill or do a bad job, but we're human and all of us miss something even on our best days, and this just allows an objective viewpoint. Now, once you have a firm risk assessment, some companies will take this in-house and follow up and perform their own. Again, it's really, though, at least once you need to go outside and you need to look at what, have somebody come in objectively. And think of it as an audit. If you're in a business where you get audited, this is going to be a good trial run with somebody who's not looking for deficiencies, but simply looking to protect you.
Okay, excellent. Now, Kim, there are thousands of cybersecurity vendors here in the United States probably offering maybe to varying degrees same kind of services that TechSafe does, risk assessment. What separates you from the rest of the crowd? Why should I come to you and say, hey, Kim, out of these thousands, I want you to do my assessment? What's that differentiating factor for you guys?
Well, I think it's a few things. As I mentioned, we also are a small business. We believe in trying to keep our overhead low, focus on the task at hand, and we know other businesses want to do that. So we relate to that. We know how to look for cost-effective solutions that we can apply that will fit your needs, be scalable for your growth plan, and not break the budget. We utilize the best in class because what we want to do is we want you to feel like you have gotten a premium package at a reasonable price. We're also U.S.-based, so anytime you contact, you're not going to get some help desk person scattered all over the world that might be in a different time zone and who's never spoken to you before. Our people are, we're as a small business, our people are going to know you. They're going to know your business history. They're going to understand your account. And so you're going to build a relationship with us. And this is going to be an ongoing, it's really a partnership, if you will, because we're going to identify areas and make recommendations. And then it's up to the customer to implement these, but they can do it hand in hand with TechSafe systems and always have somebody to lean on. And we just really, our focus, again, is to provide protection and support. We are not looking to grow our offices. We're not looking to purchase big buildings. We simply want to provide good quality cybersecurity support and maintenance to companies to allow them to thrive.
Excellent. Now, as we close up the podcast here today, Kim, what's the best way for someone to contact you in case they do want a vulnerability scan or risk assessment? What's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Well, probably the fastest way to get a hold of us is to email us at consulting@techsafe.systems. And that is techsafe.systems, not techsafe.com. But there's a contact form there. You can also give us a call. Our main number is 877-240-5435. So email or phone, phone gets limited response after business hours. Email can be responded to 7 days a week. So if you really urgently need something, I would suggest sending an email that we can reply to quickly. We answer all customer inquiries within 24 hours.
Okay. Well, Kim, thank you so much for offering your insight into what risk is and what a cyber risk assessment is. We look forward to having you on a future podcast and maybe perhaps talking more about what nursing informatics is and kind of the cyber threats to the healthcare sector.
I would love that. That would be great. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Thanks for your time. Take care.
Thank you.